RadioMD.com. It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
So unlike a cold, which can hit any time of the year, the flu is generally a seasonal thing. I'm going to tell you today the difference between a cold and a flu and how you can know what it is you've got and whether or not you should seek treatment. This is the time of year. Holidays, germs, sneezing, people, flying. I mean, it is almost never ending. So to keep yourself safe, you know you want to try and wash your hands as often as possible. But if something does come up, let's start with just your basic cold. You're going to start to feel that runny or stuffy nose. We all know our own sort of body. And when you start to feel a cold coming on, you have probably a general list of the things that are going to start to break down in your body. I do. My throat starts to hurt. The roof of my mouth starts to hurt, and I know it's headed in that direction. Sore throat, sneezing, mild to moderate fever, cough, headaches, body aches, tiredness. So if you have a cold, you know they're contagious in the first 2 to 3 days. Stay home, rest up. Lots of fluids. It's a virus. A cold is a virus. Antibiotics do not work. Even if you are coughing up or sneezing up green stuff, that does not mean you have an infection and that you need an antibiotic. We are overusing antibiotics in this country, and as a result, we're finding more and more immunities to the intent of an antibiotic and bacteria that are resistant. So stop with the antibiotics. If you have a cold, you can try some of the over-the-counter medications, antihistamine, decongestant. You know, not that many of them work that well. And if you use the nasal sprays, you can sometimes actually kind of make the situation worse. Now, if you've got the flu, you know this is going to be chills, fever. It's a dry hacking cough, a really sore throat. You get that so fatigued that you just can barely lift your head off. Severe muscle body aches. Headaches. These things all signal that it's the flu. The fever and the chills are usually your biggest, you know, sort of red light right there. So if you have the flu, the best situation to do is to rest. Again, it is very contagious. So you want to really get lots of fluids, rest up, and call the doctor if you're over the age 50, if you're pregnant, if you have a child under the age of 2, if you've got weakened immune system or lung or heart conditions. But, you know, if you get it in the first 48 hours, your doctor may even recommend Tamiflu, which can help reduce some of the symptoms, but really it still doesn't stop the flu. So these are all the ways that you can tell the difference between a cold and the flu. The best thing is to keep yourself healthy, well-fed, well-hydrated, well-exercised, and wash your hands. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.